This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Egyptian officials have said Hamas is preparing to release additional 14 hostages on Saturday, but it's not clear if any U.S. residents are on that list. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
U.S. officials have estimated between 10 and 13 Americans could be among the scores of hostages taken during the October 7th attack. They were not among those released Friday.
We'll not stop until we get these hostages brought home and an answer to their whereabouts.
But President Biden noted the first two hostages released a month ago were an American mother and daughter, Judith and Natalie Ra'anan.
From the moment Hamas kidnapped these people, I, along with my team, have worked around the clock to secure the release.
He says it's part of a slow process, but is hopeful three Americans, a toddler named Abigail, and two women will be part of this four-day hostage release in exchange for Palestinian prisoners.
So it's my hope and expectation will be soon.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Another pro-Palestinian march with tens of thousands of people took place in London Saturday, with more than 1,500 police officers on duty. London police officers handed out leaflets to the demonstrators, informing them of proper behavior during the march that includes not using words or images that support Hamas or other banned organizations. In an interview with the Associated Press, the Stop the War protest organizer Lindy German criticized the police operation, which she said suggests the protesters were breaking the law.
Yeah, when you say we have the right to protest, but it's been going on week after week, that's because the bombardment of Gaza has been going on week after week. And this is a major political issue. It's a major international issue. We're very critical of our government's failure to call for a ceasefire. That's what we're demanding, and that, I think, should be respected, and not try to criminalise a huge demonstration by claiming things that just simply aren't representative of that demonstration.
This is VOA News. Pope Francis has had a hospital checkup after coming down with the flu. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Pope Francis was taken to hospital for tests after he came down with the flu. The test concluded he had no respiratory problems. The pontiff, who had one lung removed when he was much younger, underwent a CAT scan, according to the Vatican. The Vatican had earlier announced that Francis had cancelled his weekly audience because of the flu. He is due to travel to Dubai for COP28. However, no changes to his schedule were mentioned, suggesting the trip was still on. I'm Karen Chamas.
Shoppers hunting for big deals packed shopping malls in stores in the U.S. on Black Friday as retailers tried to entice customers sticking to budgets this year. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Gone are the days when hordes of customers would stand in overnight lines and fight for deals. At Best Buy in Charlotte, North Carolina, shopper Samantha Lynn Bohm was one of the first through the door.
I was actually shocked for being Black Friday that there was so few people here.
Also there, shopper Philip Fisher, who says this year things are a little tighter.
So we're spending less than we normally would, and there hasn't been a lot of the great deals.
At the Lakeside Shopping Center in Louisiana, Nick Guy was taking a break in one of the mall's massage chairs.
Seeing the notifications on what the wife spent on the Capital One app doesn't help, but this chair is pretty comfortable, so that's a plus.
I'm Julie Walker.
Residents of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, awoke Saturday to the sound of air defense systems and explosions as the city suffered what Ukrainian military officials said was Russia's largest drone attack since the war began, leaving at least five people wounded. The attack began hitting different districts of Kyiv in the pre-dawn hours Saturday, with more waves coming as the sun came up. The air raid warnings lasted 6 hours. Air Force Chief Mykola Oleschuk said 74 of the 75 drones launched against Ukraine were shot down. Officials in local media in Pakistan report Saturday a fire tore through a shopping mall in the southern Pakistani city of Karachi, killing at least 11 people. Local broadcaster Geo News said the blaze started early in the morning at the multi-story RJ shopping mall in Pakistan's most populous city, and the fire brigade had rescued about 50 people, but more remained inside. Karachi Mayor Murtaza Wahab spoke with reporters at the scene about the casualties.
So far, I can confirm that 11 people have unfortunately died because of the incident, and 22 people are injured. Out of those 22 people, five are sort of critical, and all of those people are at the hospital right now, and they are being treated.
A local official told the Reuters News Service the fire was caused by an electrical fire on the third floor. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.